So thank you, Conrad, and thanks, Conrad, for making this possible. And it's very nice, of course, to be back in Lucerne. It certainly feels like one of my homes. This is, what, the 10th time, I think, coming to teach here. And it's nice to see so many familiar faces. It's funny with the familiar faces. I'm not sure why you're here at this workshop. Because it's called Growing Young, but you all look younger. Now, is there anyone here who's never done Feldenkrais before? Okay, just one. Okay, but still, I'll give an introduction. And it's always nice for other people to hear it again, usually. So, of course, the method was developed by Moshe Feldenkrais, who is a really unusual man. And I was fortunate enough to have met him and worked with him. I think he was the only man in my life who was like that, a real Renaissance man. He had a broad knowledge from judo to physics, engineering, mathematics. And he was really interested in the development of the human being. And his interest came out of his own knee injuries. And he had bad knees till he died, but he was able to do the things he wanted to do. And so a lot of his focus initially probably was more from a biomechanical point of view, how to heal himself in a way. But of course, he very quickly became interested in the neurology and seeing how is it that we developed and function as human beings. Probably one of the things that he found to be most significant was our capacity for learning. And that very much ties into the theme of our workshop together, the idea of growing young. Part of our youth, probably one of the largest aspects of our youth, is engaged in learning. I mean, that's what children do. It's what an infant does from birth on. They're like sponges, taking in information and making sense out of the world. And then learning to negotiate the world. Not just physically, personally, interpersonally, in a community. And we all recognize the different kinds of learning that occur in these different situations. We could say that one of the major functions of our nervous system is learning. And Feldenkrais had a very specific idea of learning. He talked about it as organic learning, as something that was innate in all of us. So all children negotiate the world through learning. And that kind of learning has some very particular parameters around it. Probably one of the most significant ones is the idea of a process. And too much as adults, we lose that sense of learning. So that too often our education is not engaged in a process, it's engaged in an outcome. So you learn something, and then you're finished. You've learned it. So that's informational. Now, real learning continues beyond that. So we understand something, and then maybe understand it in another way, and in another way, and it continues to develop as a process. So a lot of what we'll be doing in here is seeing, can we engage more and more in the process? Can we actually start to practice some aspects of the process? And in our lives, it's harder to do this because we want the outcomes and we get too attached to them. And then our learning becomes narrowed in some ways and we actually don't learn as much. And we often plateau and then we feel like, I can't get anywhere further than this. Now, it brings about two ideas. One is learning, How do you know when you've learned something? Did you think I was going to talk all day? Don't worry, I will. But what? How do you know when you've learned something?
If you can repeat it.
Yeah, so if you can repeat it, yeah.
When my thinking or dealing with a thing changes.
Uh-huh, so you respond to it in a different way? Yeah, very good, yeah.
A bit of pleasure because I understood something.
So a bit of pleasure because you've understood something important for yourself, yeah. So that's often a part of learning that we've forgotten. When you learn something new at your job, most people don't walk around the office, "Ooh, I learned to use the new program today." We forget the pleasure in learning. What else? Any other ideas? How do you know when you've learned something?
When she repeats something, she notices that she can do it differently or better.
Uh-huh. So that brings up an idea, yeah?
When I can put together new connections.
Yes. So the two things that were just said of putting together new connections or doing it more than one way, in different ways, that really speaks to another level of learning. In fact, if you look at something like the skill acquisition, part of the difference between someone who's a beginner and someone who's an expert is the expert can take things and utilize them in different ways to get the same outcome. Where a beginner only has one way of doing something. And if it doesn't work, they feel stuck. And actually, Feldenkrais said that to really have learned something, you need to know how to do it in at least three different ways. And that gives us a different perspective about learning. Certainly when we want to learn something, we feel better the more ways we know how to do something. But so much of our learning is because we have to do it that we don't want to bother with learning a second or a third way. So again, for a child, learning is paramount. Now, there's another aspect of learning that's not talked about in most contexts. It's very important in this work, and that's learning how to learn. And that's different than learning. So what do you think learning how to learn is?
It's methodology to get to the goal.
Yeah, so it's a methodology to get to the goal, but that implies, well, yes, I agree with you. Yeah, I'll say more later, yeah. Let's hear some more.
To find your personal way to put things together.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. And that's an important part of learning, yeah.
To become curious like a child.